Welcome back to the Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, June 20th show. It's a great day to talk money. That's why I'm here, and that's what the show is all about, how to make money, save money, and build the better quality of life for you and your family. If you're hearing my show at a different time or day, you're listening to a rebroadcast to talk with any of the guests I have in studio or to ask me any questions, please call 1-855-400-1150. Again, it's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. Right now in studio, it's a pleasure to be able to talk with Lori Lemereau with Seamless Moves. Wouldn't it be great if you could just snap your fingers and your move would be done? Well, you can if you hire an expert to take care of that for you, and that's what I'm going to have a conversation with about with Lori today. Lori, thank you for coming back in studio. It's been a little while, so I could get you out of your busy business and stop in and talk with my guest.
Thank you, Tina. Yes, we are right in the middle of moving season right now.
And yeah.
People are moving fast and furious in the Puget Sound area.
They definitely are. So let me give you a little background of Lori. Lori is the founder and chief box opener of Seamless Moves, a residential move management company headquartered in Bellevue, Washington, and has been in business for over 9 years. Lori is a self-proclaimed organized geek. I'm not, she is, who learned about moving, unpacking, and organizing while relocating her family several times with the U.S. Navy. Her mother jokes that when she was a child, she could never punish Lori by sending her to her room because she would happily rearrange the furniture, reorganize the bookshelves, and clean out her closet. I think what really happened is you got trouble all the time, and so you really had to figure out something to do in your room. Either way, that background combined with several years of military transfers as a Navy spouse gave her the idea of starting a move management company to help business people with moving related tasks. And isn't it funny how we all get in our industry? There is some level of passion and something that we're strength that we're good at, what draws us to where we're at, and especially all of you that I have in studio, because I only pick the best of the best in their industry to invite you in here to share your information with my listeners. So what a great background, Lori. And again, it's just a real pleasure to have you in studio. So let's go ahead and start out. What is a move management or moving planner company?
Well, Tina, in our industry, what we do is called move management, and that's kind of how it developed. But we started calling ourselves moving planners after one of our clients told us that they felt like we were like a wedding planner only for moving. You know, it's several years ago, like in our parents' and grandparents' age, there weren't any wedding planners. So you just kept it within your family, and everybody helped you, your sister and your mother, and you got your wedding done somehow. But nowadays, everyone is too busy. So they all use wedding planners to help them figure out, you know, which photographer, which cake. So in the moving industry right now, everybody is much too busy to address the different moving parts, as it were, of your move. There are a lot of things sometimes that you have to address. It could be you need some storage. It could be that you need to do a move in two parts. Some things go here, some things go there. And it's just too complicated, and people are very much way too busy to address it themselves. So a company like ours is very helpful in getting your timeline, your all your planning that you need to do, and try to figure out and make it go seamlessly.
Moving planner. I really like that. And I think, you know, a lot of people may think, well, gosh, I'm not that busy, but because there's always a couple little hours here and there. The reality is there's a lot of things going on, and really I think it's the emotional stress as well of just having to do something that you are not familiar with.
Right.
So I really like that moving planner. So let's talk about, Lori, I want you to share, I know why you're so different from all those other moving companies out there, but will you share with my listeners what makes you unique in what you do, Lori? Outside of your background and how you got in the industry, that's pretty funny, but... why are you so special?
So with a regular moving company, they have the trucks and the big strong guys, sometimes women, and they come to your home and they move your furniture onto your truck and all the things that you've packed, and they take the things to the next place. And basically that's about what they do in their services. They do some packing.
Okay.
They do some unpacking, but a moving company's definition of unpacking is to remove things from boxes and put them out on all the countertops until the countertops are full and you scream, stop, I can't stand it anymore. So what we do is completely different, because we go from the start of the move, when you first say to yourself, oh, I just bought a house. Now I have to move. We go from there all the way to the end, where you say, there are no boxes. I'm finished. I'm done. and I can sleep here. I know where my coffee filters are.
Wow.
I'm ready to go to work.
So, Lori, we talked about the comparison for the traditional moving company that just slams everything up on the countertop. And boy, that would add a lot more stress actually than actually moving by yourself, I would think.
That's true.
But so, and versus the boutique service, if you want to call it that, that you provide, or the planner mentality that you provide. So how does it differ in cost?
So the cost of moving it's very regulated by the state. So in the state of Washington, if you're moving within the state, your move for the moving truck and the guys that load it and unload it is regulated by law, how much
really?
They can charge you. And in within state, you're charged by the hour.
Okay.
If you're moving out of state, then you're charged by the weight of the shipment. So that's the different moving costs. The things that you want to compare to be able to compare apples to apples, if you're using a moving company or a traditional service that's going to pack up your things, you want to be sure that you look on their estimate and see what's included. Is it labor? Is it boxes? Is it paper?
Okay.
Is it the tape they're going to use on the boxes?
Wow.
So make sure that you're comparing apples to apples on any estimate that you're given and figure out all the different little pieces that you're going to be charged for.
Kind of like mortgage as well. There's all these different interest
right.
rates, but you've really got to look at the cost associated to what you're going to be paying for that. Does a moving company really sometimes charge for tape?
Absolutely.
My, oh my. Wow. So what is the most important thing that a move manager does for someone who's moving?
So the most important thing that we do, Tina, is like I was talking about how we're like wedding planners.
Yep.
It's the planning portion.
Got
and
it.
Everyone's move is different. So like I said, on your move, do you need some storage? One thing that's happening right now that we're finding a lot is people who are selling their house a lot more quickly than they thought they were going
yes,
to.
Yes, yes. Like an hour after it gets put on the market.
Yes, that's happening.
Unless our agent says I'm going to hold it for a couple days so we can gather these offers together. But yes,
exactly.
Very quick.
Yes. So several of our clients lately have been in a situation where we pack them up, we move their things, we put them in storage for a while, and they maybe live in an executive suite apartment or something until they can find a place to go. There's really a discrepancy right now in some of that timing. And so if it's possible for you to know where you're moving before you put your house on the market, that's
yes.
a desirable thing to do. Yeah. But the timing sometimes doesn't work out.
It is. So, and it's hard because of the lack of inventory when if they're going
right.
to sell their home first because that's what they need to do. It just who knows if it's going to take, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 offers before they get their offer accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or if the offer's going to hold. We've had a couple clients who we've had, you know, dates booked for them and then the offer falls through and
yes.
they have to reschedule.
Yeah. So Lori, your clients that you work with, how involved are they in the moving process?
That is completely at their option.
Okay.
They can be totally out of town and we can do everything, which we have done before.
That would be me. I'll be on vacation while you're moving my home.
And when you come back, we'll give you back your key and say, here's where we put everything.
Okay.
Yeah. And for people who are on a budget and they want to make sure that they're keeping their costs down,
okay.
they can be very involved. Absolutely be there with us when we're packing. Tell us what to pack. Tell us these things. Yesterday we did a project where some of these things went to the client's mother. So we packed up some things and they went to the client's mother and then
okay.
the other things were packed to go with them.
Okay.
It's all very specific, like I said, and very individualized service to each person.
So kind of like an a la carte
exactly.
service.
Exactly, right.
So Lori, what about ways for somebody to save money? Because I totally appreciate that you mentioned it depends on what someone wants to spend and when you're buying and you're selling and there's
right.
all the stuff that's going on. Being able to save some money wherever you can, where do you advise your clients to cut back with your services when it comes to saving money?
The biggest cost savings is in the planning.
Okay.
A lot of people think the biggest cost savings is I should pack a lot of this stuff myself. That's not necessarily true, but it can be. For instance, it's pretty easy to pack your own clothes and shoes and the things in your bathroom. The things that are more difficult to pack, grandma's china, some of the things in your kitchen that are large or heavy or they're just an odd shape and you don't know how to pack them, you can absolutely hire moving planners to do only part of the packing.
Okay.
I just want you to pack the kitchen or I just want you to pack all the artwork hanging on the wall because I don't know how to pack that.
Okay.
So I think the planning is the most important part because we can work with people people to help them figure out how to stay in their budget and to have other people help them. If you have family members who want to help, people mm-hmm. from your church group, we can figure out how to have them help with the parts that are a little bit easier to manage, and then we'll take on the more difficult things.
So I like how you said based on their budget. So it's important, I would imagine, that they communicate up front. This is what we validated for our moving process, and what services should we be utilizing based on that, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, Lori, what about things that your company would not pack?
The only things that we really don't pack are you can't put flammable items on a moving truck.
Okay.
If you're moving your barbecue, you have to take the propane tank in your car.
Makes sense.
Lighters, cleaning fluids, a lot of chemicals found in your garage. We personally, in our company, don't pack any prescription medications because it's too risky to pack something that you might need during the move process.
Okay.
And another thing that we've learned the hard way not to pack is keys. We don't pack any keys because otherwise we might accidentally pack something you might need.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that is hilarious. So what about things that they just don't want? Because I know, especially in a move, a lot of people are downsizing they have, or even if you're not downsizing, you've been in your house for 20 or 30 years and it's like, you know what? We just don't want the stuff.
Exactly.
We don't want to pack it from one to the other. So can you help with that? What can you do, Lori?
We can give good advice on donating things to charities. Uh-huh. If that's what you want to do. We know charities who have a need for certain things. We also know estate sale companies. If there's a great deal of things in your house that you really don't want, possibly an estate sale once you've moved out is the way to go.
Okay.
And then if you only have one or two, a few items, consignment stores in
Got
the
it.
Area.
And I think it's great that you can actually coach there, because
mm-hmm.
I know from experience with some clients, you think things that you can actually give away to certain things, or you can. I mean, like mattresses, a lot of places will not, you know, they don't take them. So
no.
Really just understanding what you can and can't do. So Lori, what about setting up to their new home? So where is your assistance there?
So that's another part of the planning process, Tina, that we help with quite a bit, especially if the home you're moving to is a little bit smaller or laid out completely differently from the house that you have. We can work with people on a floor plan and figure out what goes where, and it helps with moving day, because the movers are constantly asking you, where do you want this? Where does this go? Do you mm-hmm. want this on this wall? So the planning of what's going to go where is very important, having a floor plan. And also, of course, having someone there to unpack your most important things that you need
yes.
for the first night or two, and telling you where they are, and you know, taking away those boxes and paper and all the, as the kids say in the business, debris when
yes.
we're finished.
Yes, that's awesome. So let's say one of my listeners is thinking about the need for a move management company.
Mm-hmm.
To wrap up the show, what questions should they be asking, Lori, to make sure that they're hiring the right company?
That's a great question, Tina. Obviously, are they licensed, bonded, and insured? That's incredibly important. Is there a cost for the initial consultation? On our company, our initial consultations are complimentary, but some companies charge.
Okay.
It's just good to know that up front. And will I receive a written estimate? That's important to know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to have any surprises in moving as to cost or timing. Because you need to know what's going to happen when. And then, of course, it's important to know with a company like ours if the people who are working for them are contractors or employees,
yes.
and whether all of their employee payroll taxes and workman's comp and all those things are being paid by the company. If you're working with a company that isn't necessarily employees, maybe it's just a few friends that want to do this for people,
uh-huh.
And they get injured in your home, it could come back on your homeowner's insurance, and
wow.
you wouldn't want that to happen. So you'd need to know up front if your company has all those insurances and if they're paying all the payroll taxes on their employees.
Great advice, Lori. So again, if you're thinking of buying and or selling, purchasing a new home, having a move, definitely call the show 1-855-411-50. Get connected with Lori. And I like the idea of the free consultation. Find out how much you have to work with. Come up with your budget. Give it to Lori and she'll help coach you in exactly what services that you can have. Definitely don't want to do it on your own. Life is too short to be stressed out over a move. Lori, thank you so much.
Thank
for
you,
coming
Dina.
Into the studio, and we'll talk to you
it's
again
great
soon.
Fun.
Okay. Coming up next on the Money Hour, how can music heal you? Mike Wall with Mike Wall Music right here at 1150 AM KKNW after the short break.